Most Australians who go missing each year are found alive and well. But for families of the thousands who are never seen or heard of again, the not knowing can become a form of perpetual grief. Many keep working many years later to try to find out what happened. That dedication is driving new and innovative campaigns, including putting photos back on milk bottles and illustrations on takeaway coffee cups, which police say can help solve cases. Bridget Fitzgerald with the story.
This is another Perth guy.
And yeah. Then which one's your brother?
This one. So name's Stephanie Fielding. And, I'm Rigby Fielding's younger sister. Rig went missing on the 15th of August in 2015. At the time, he was just visiting friends in the city in Perth, and he'd phoned my mum to say he was on his way home, and he never came home.
What do you know about the circumstances and what have you learned from police?
Not a lot. Some of his belongings were found in the Spectacles bushland around about December of 2015, and since then there hasn't been anything more.
Police suspect 53-year-old Rigby Fielding was murdered. In an attempt to raise awareness about her brother and others like him, Stephanie Fielding is taking part in a campaign run by the Missing Persons Advocacy Network, where artists and authors teamed up with families of those missing to tell their stories in the form of coffee cup artwork.
So it's good to see, rather than the standard missing person poster, that there's a bit of art out there that, it's tribute to them and, just lets people know that, they are still missing and we're still looking for them.
Rigby Fielding is one of 321 long-term missing people in Western Australia. Senior Constable Joe Burr is an investigator with the Missing Persons Unit with the WA Police. He specialises in long-term cases.
So that's 321, in theory, active cases where we're trying to locate them. And that's on top of all of the cases that are ongoing at the police stations around WA.
Around Australia, approximately 38,000 people go missing each year. Almost all are found alive. But more than 2,000 people a year go missing for more than 3 months, and many are never seen or heard from again. Police simply don't have the resources to keep actively investigating without new information.
They're not closed off, they remain active, but it may be that for a period of time we prioritise other investigations.
And while the case is active, appeals for information continue. Much like the coffee cup artwork campaign, the Australian Federal Police is putting the faces of missing people from the ACT on 1 litre milk bottles sold in Canberra. Senior Constable Joe Burr says public assistance is vital to solving these cases.
I'd say that anywhere in the region of 30 to 50% of cases, there's some kind of involvement from the public coming into us.
Stephanie Fielding is realistic about the prospects of finding her brother alive, but she's determined to at least find out what happened.
It's perpetual grief, I suppose. There's no, you don't get a chance to have any finality of a funeral or any resolve to, it's just, ongoing ambiguous loss. You're always wondering, is there a chance that they are still there? Because I think in our case, our family have, pretty much come to terms with that. We're not going to see him alive. But we still need to find out, where is he?
That's Stephanie Fielding ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.